With a flair for the dramatic, Gemma brings the world of performing arts to the Nettle Patch. A pitch centred on school theatre groups promises to be as captivating as a Broadway show. Let's raise the curtain.
Hello, Nettles. I'm Gemma McDonald from Generate Theatre Company. So a little bit of a background. Where did Generate come from? So a bit of background about me. First of all, I'm a trained teacher, and I was in education for 17 years as a drama and media teacher. And then I was an assistant head teacher for about 6 years, looking at sixth form, focusing on sixth form. And this year I made the really big decision to leave education and take on a freelance career, which was very scary. I have a family and a mortgage that I need to pay. So it was very scary, but it was at the right time in my career to do that. And when I take you right back to 2004, 2005, I set up a company called Little Gems Theatre Company. I didn't name it. The children named it. That's what
I'm just saying. The letters?
yeah, of course. So it was called Little Gems Theatre Company. And I set it up because I wanted to be a teacher at that point. And I had, at the peak of its time of Little Gems, I had 70 children in that company. And as I grew through my career, I finally became a drama teacher, and I was really happy about that. I carried on Little Gems all the way through, and then I became assistant head teacher, and my priorities changed slightly, and I had to make a decision between Little Gems and my career. And at that moment, I chose my career because that was right for me. In hindsight, I'm not sure if that was the right thing. However, I then focused on my career in education, and then the rest is now Generate. So I decided to leave education. After 17 years, which was, like I say, really, really scary. But
when was
this summer? So we left in July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I realized over the course of my time working with young people in education, the power of the arts and the power the arts can have on young people, not only young people, on everybody. And I wanted to do something about that, and for me, because I'd come so far away from why I joined education in the first place, that I wanted to get back to that, because I love my school and I have so much to owe so much debt to that school, you know what I mean, that I am so grateful of everything. However, I was so far removed from why I started education in the first place. So I needed to then focus on what I wanted to do and the difference I wanted to make to people. So our vision at Generate is to inspire and engage groups, schools and local communities in a creative process to help bring about personal and societal change and developments. And that is the main thing for me, is making a difference to people, and doing that through the arts, whether that be theatre, drama, film as well. And who will we be making a difference to? Children and young people. Home educated children is a group that I'm working with at the moment on a Monday. Disadvantaged children, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. Children with SEND needs. Families, making a difference to families, and then young people within the criminal justice service as well, and then adults, and especially those that are experiencing loneliness as well. So looking at creating projects within the local community to help a variety of people. So that's our vision at Generate. Our mission is to use theatre, film and creativity to improve the well-being of communities and priority groups we work with, putting them at the heart of the creative process to promote and develop social, physical and emotional skills for individuals that will help them succeed in everyday life. So whenever I run a workshop, it is more around, it's not about becoming an actor. It's not about, you want to be a performer. That's great. There's so many amazing companies out in the local community that already provide that. My company is more about making a difference to those individuals and the confidence building, the skills building, teamwork, just socializing, you know, those sorts of things. And the collaboration, having that self-belief in what they're doing. And we want sessions to be as fun and as engaging as possible.
The spotlight's on Gemma as she takes us behind the scenes, showing the Nettles the transformative power of drama in schools, As the story unfolds, let's see how our nettles react.
Because sometimes we can feel a little bit lonely and we want to find our people. And when you found your people, you're like, yeah, brilliant. And in the summer, I worked on 15 workshops through the local councils, through City of York Council's HAF project, which is the Holiday and Activity and Food project. And I delivered 15 workshops that was working with disadvantaged children from the local area, from all over York. And I absolutely loved it. It was my first kind of opportunity to work outside of school properly. And I had the best summer working with these young people. And some of them came back time after time. And the relationships that we developed over that time was amazing. And the feedback that I got from parents was also overwhelming for me, and helped me develop it in the future as well, because I wouldn't say it was absolutely perfect, but it was moving in the right direction. And then in some of our workshops, we use a technique called forum theatre, which was developed by Augustus Boal, which is a theatre practitioner. And forum theatre is a way of presenting a piece of theatre that could present an issue of some kind, depending on the group you're working with. So say if we're working with young people, it might be an issue around bullying. So you present that issue to the children, and then you say, right, how are we going to make this situation better that we see in front of us right now? Let's pause it. What did that child say in the play? Okay, they said this. What else could they have said at that moment in time? So we use forum theatre techniques to make a difference in the project.
So there's like an educational element.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's to usually around PSHE topics, they work better because then you can, and also, especially within education, I know sometimes the challenges that can present themselves around teaching PSHE topics. Sometimes,
sorry, what's PH?
Personal, social, health, and education. And some schools will do that amazingly, but some schools might find that a challenge, and that's when they gain.
I think it was called life skills when I was.
Or citizenship or something like that. Yeah. They'll all have been changed and called different things. And then I'm developing a project with the Youth Criminal Justice Service, working with young people in York. This is just in the starting point, just in the discussion phase, really. But the aim of the project is to support young people who are at risk of committing offences or who are known to the police, to help them build relationships. We wouldn't pitch it as a drama club because I'm not sure if it would have the uptake that we would want. So we would look at how we pitched that as well to the young people. But that's our mission, is to make a difference. And then our values, we're guided by 5 core values, and these are embedded within the way in which I work on a daily basis. They're embedded within my own values as well. And when I think about everything that I do, it is always linked back to this. So creativity, obviously creativity is embedded in everything that we do, and it is so important. So if you think about a time, I don't know, when you were back in school, if you ever had a drama company like coming back to you, coming to perform to you, it always had an impact on you as an individual if you ever had that, or even if you had a practitioner coming in to work with you. And I remember watching a piece of theatre and education when I was in school. So theatre and education is the idea that you teach through theatre, essentially, and that is something that I want to develop as well, running in primary schools and secondary schools. And learning about that, the topic, through a creative way. And everything that I do on a day-to-day basis is bringing it back to that creativity. And like I said, I aim to develop projects in primary schools. So I had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a primary teacher, and she says, oh, if you could develop a project that's about the Vikings and come in and deliver it, that's cross-curricular, that links to all of the different like literacy and numeracy. And I was like, I can do that. And then I thought, oh, not sure if I know very much about Vikings, but I would know a lot about Vikings if I got that. So, yeah, that's something that I would be looking to do as well. Community engagement. I've talked through this quite a bit, and I've already mentioned some of the groups. I think that I haven't mentioned the groups, have I, that I've worked with, that I'm looking to work with and I already work with. So I work with Door 84 Youth and Community Centre. I've done a that's in the Groves.
I think we did an interview with them the other day.
Oh, nice.
Jonathan Cowell did an interview with them.
Right.
This week.
Yeah. They're such a fantastic organisation, and lots of young people and adults as well access that space. And I've worked with them doing the HAF project and some other projects as well. So they're one organisation that I work and working with. I'm looking at developing a relationship with the Youth Criminal Justice Service, City of York Council, and I've just started a project for Walsall Council in Birmingham, developing five 1 minute videos around reducing parental conflict. So they want me to create five videos that show reducing parental conflict. And we're just in talks with that. And I'm actually using a former student of mine to help with the filming. She's just finished her degree in film production. So she's going to be helping me. And the logo that you saw at the beginning, that is actually developed by a former student of mine as well. And that was something that they wanted to do for me as a project when they realised that I was leaving education. They were like, I'll design that for you, which I thought was really sweet. And so, yeah, some of the partnerships that I've already talked about, Door 84, Walsall Council, City, York St John University, with a campaign called It's Not Okay, which is around relationships, online grooming, exploitation, that sort of thing. So looking at really challenging topics and how we develop those together to make a difference to the people that we're working with. And it's about collaboration, and all the partnerships are so important. And I am really passionate about making partnerships with people with similar values to mine, making a difference to other people, being inclusive, all of those things. And that brings me on to the next value, so inclusivity. And I don't really need to say much about that one. I don't think, you know, everyone's welcome. We treat everybody with respect and work in a non-judgmental manner. And then I've said this quite a lot, but a belief in change, promoting a belief that and the potential and possibility of social, cultural and individual change. That's massive for me. And I, since leaving education, I've realised how much I can offer to that. And I think I had a bit of imposter syndrome to begin with, thinking, oh, I'm not sure if I can do this. And the more I've spoken to other people, they're like, well, yeah, there's this opportunity, there's this opportunity. And when you speak to the young people at the start of a project, in comparison to the end of the project, you realise that this actually is so powerful with young people and adults as well, and their parents as well, the difference it makes with parents. So what is the impact of working in this partnership for Generate? I've learned a lot of skills since leaving education, and I have attempted doing some marketing elements myself. And I've tried really hard to develop a brand. However, I'm really aware that that is not my strength. It's not my strong point. And having that almost a corporate identity in some respects, I suppose, would help me develop relationships with councils and organisations and show that I am serious about what I do. And having that consistency across the marketing campaign would allow me to also have that space to not have to work on a website, but also give me that space to work on the projects that then make a difference.
Yeah.
And that, and what the impact it would have for me. And that's everything, I think.
Amazing. Congratulations. Well done. Okay.
Oh, is that it? How long did I talk?
I mean, believe it.
Well,
very sorry, isn't that?
Don't worry.
And I'm the last.
How do I have this whole
fun? I don't even. I've missed them. Yeah.
No.
How's all this fun?
It depends on the different projects. So I've applied to councils for funding.
Yeah. Are you relatively successful when it comes to that?
I've only done one application, okay. and I got that application.
And there's 100%
great at the moment. But
was it our council here?
It was City of York Council, so that was with the HAF, the Holiday and Activity and Food. And then the rest of it is funded through, so I've got a home education group, so that's for any child who can't access mainstream education for whatever reason, or don't want to access mainstream education. So I started that group on a Monday, and that's paid for by the parents, funded by the parents. And then it's about funding applications and getting in those grants.
So most of it is funded externally. You don't necessarily ask the child's parents to...
No. Originally, when I was setting up the business, I did think I'm going to, you know, run week classes. However, that's such a competitive market as well within York in particular. I mean, I live in Moulton, but I do a lot of my work in York. And it's such a competitive market. And I think they all do it so well that actually, why would we need another one. And actually, it's not my, like I said right at the beginning, it's not my values, really. I absolutely appreciate what they do,
yeah.
But I want to do something a bit different.
Yeah. What's the history behind the name Generate?
Well, Little Gems was a bit naff.
So it sounds a bit like a playgroup, doesn't it?
Yeah, that was aimed mainly at children, and I wanted to be able to expand on that. And the idea with Generate was that it's about generating ideas, generating relationships.
Yeah.
And also, in my long term, I imagine having Generate for Home Ed, Generate for Criminal Justice, Generate for... And expanding, so when... It's crossed, if that's where we go with things, I would have all of those almost compartments that this is Generate. We are a theatre company, and to Generate for councils or something along those lines. That's enough wording, but you know, that's the idea, is that I could have lots of different segments.
Yeah, so lots of different
strings to that.
Yeah.
Under that one umbrella.
Yeah, rather than having Little Gems, which does, like you say, sound quite childish and...
Is it set up as a business or are you a charity?
I was self-employed.
Yeah,
I've not set it up as a limited company or anything like that. No.
Any reason for that, either of those? Were they decisions you made, or are you just playing cautious?
I suppose I'm playing it cautious because I'm new to it. I've been in a world where I've been contracted for the last 17 years. And this is the first month where I've not had that picture. And so it's just getting my head around that element of it first, and just getting used to...
I mean, there's definitely scope there, I think, for charity.
Yeah.
In terms of...
It's also...
And you can still take a salary out of that. I'm saying that you can still have a salary. You don't have to be free.
But it could open more doors for people.
Yeah, because at the moment, that's why I developed the relationship with Door 84, because they're a charity. So we can apply for the funding together, and that's what we've done with one application that we've done so far.
And fundamentally, obviously, it's your baby, but do you collaborate with other people to help you run the workshops?
Yeah, so at the moment, I've got a couple of former students that I work with who are now trained teachers, who are working, have done a couple of workshops for me. I've worked alongside Flying Ducks Youth Theatre, so I've worked with them. And I am so open to... Because I think there's room for everybody, isn't there?
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely, there's room for everybody.
Everyone
brings different skill sets, and I think it's so important to be able to work and learn from other people. So I'm just working at York St John. I've just got a visiting lecturer job, which is... I'm not really sure I'm doing a visit, but it's very exciting, and I'm delivering a project that is all within my values. It's not okay, like I said, and I'm working with the students to then take that into secondary schools.
I love the sort of angle of, you know, supporting kids with the types of issues that kids are struggling with today, but online bullying or social media image issues is a really powerful one. Things that need to be tackled.
Things like sexual exploitation or sexual harassment. And they're topics that sometimes parents, teachers find difficult to talk about. And if you can present it in a way that is
accessible
and they can feel like they can contribute, you've created a safe space for them to be able to do that as well.
It's invaluable to me. It's brilliant.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, wonderful.
Brilliant. Great stuff. Amazing.
Gemma's pitch resonates with the magic of theatre, highlighting the vital role it plays in education. And so, the curtains close on another enchanting day in the Nettle Patch. Stay tuned to Y01 Radio for the winner.